so terribly, terribly high. And I think it's a lovely gesture. He wants to remain anonymous, and I want to thank him very, very much indeed for giving us this meet. So look, if you want to do that, if you drop me a note during the week to the studio here, or if you like to ring me on 311-55 at home even after Sunday, because I'm going to be busy tomorrow and Sunday, I will give you these vouchers out. But there's no way that we can do it in a competition or that sort of thing. So look, there it is. I have five vouchers. I would give them to five very deserving people. Be delighted to do it for you. Can I read this? And I want to tell you, I enjoyed it immensely, and I'm going to enjoy reading it, I think, as well, if I can read it. I've got my teeth out, so I can read all of it. It's from the Irish Diabetic, of course, which is published in County Louth, you know that, over at RD, and we spoke about it. Mary had a visitor in about 5-6 weeks ago, wasn't it? And we spoke about this new magazine that the Irish Diabetic Association were putting out. And this is good. It's called Piddling Pete. A famous dog once came to town. His Christian name was Pete. His pedigree was 10 yards long, and his looks were hard to beat. As he wandered through the town, 'twas beautiful to see his work at every corner and his work at every tree. He watered every gateway, and he watered every post, for piddling was his masterpiece, and piddling was his boast. The city dogs all stood around in deep and jealous rage to see this simple country dog, the piddler of the age. They sniffed him over one by one. They smelled him two by two, but noble Pete in high disdain stood still till they were true. They sniffed him over once again. Their praise for him was high. But when one sniffed him underneath, Pete piddled in his eye. Then just to show the other dogs he didn't give a damn, he strolled into a grocer shop and piddled on the ham. He piddled on the onions. He piddled on the floor. And when the grocer kicked him out, he piddled on the door. The city dogs still stood around debating what to do. So they held a piddling carnival to see this stranger through. They showed him all the piddling posts that they knew round the town and started out with many winks to scare our hero down. But Pete was with them every time, with vigour and with vim. 1,000 piddles, more or less, were all the same to him. And on went noble Pete, with hind leg kicking high, while most were lifting legs in bluff, or piddling mighty dry. Yet on went noble Pete, and watered every sandhill, till all the local champions were piddled to a standstill. Next, Pete an exhibition gave, on all the ways to piddle, like fancy flips and double drips, and then a little dribble. And all the time this country dog did neither wink nor grin, but gaily piddled out of town as he had piddled in. The city dog said, "So long, Pete, your piddling did defeat us." But no one ever bid them wise that Pete had diabetes. So there you are. That's Piddling Pete, which I don't know who wrote it in for them, but whoever. And congratulations to the magazine for printing it. And sorry for the vulgarity on Boyneside Radio, which is unusual. Of course, we are usually very holy and religious around here. We don't do things like that, especially on this show. However, we have Jimmy Gradwell in the studio with us at last, a week late, and he's going to give us all the results, I say, and he's going to talk about the competition itself. And Jimmy's brought Irene Moore in. And can I talk to Irene first, since she's Jimmy's guest into the studio? Irene, you've not been into our studio before. And that thing there, don't lick it, just talk into it. It won't bite you. And we're a very friendly lot. You're very welcome to We Are Also Here.
Thanks very much.
Have you ever... You want to speak up louder than that. Relax, you're in good company. Listen, I tell you. Will somebody give her a point there? And leave Piddle and Pete outside. Is this your first time into radio?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of local radio?
I think very, very well.
And you like the idea? I mean, you wouldn't get this sort of program sort of on Radio Erin or BBC or that?
No.
Not as local as this. There is a program, by the way. It's a very good program on both. Do you hear the other graduate fellow saying big head? I'm not talking about things like that. We're talking about Boyneside's effort to do this. You know, it's nearly a year and a half we're on the air, aren't we, Mary?
Yes.
So it's a year and a half going.
Yeah.
Now, you're from Ballyastown.
That's right, yeah.
Are you one of the few disabled around Ballyastown, or is there a group of you up there?
One of the few.
One of the very few.
Very few, yeah.
You're interested in sport, are you?
Sport, yeah.
And you've joined the sports group here.
I've joined the sports group here in Drogheda, yeah.
Yeah. What particular sport are you interested in?
Well, everything that I can try.
Yeah.
I try anything at all.
You'll have a go?
I'll have a go at everything, yeah.
Have you settled, though, on one particular one that you want to sort of develop, maybe to Olympic standard?
Well, the track event I would
You're keen on the track, are you?
Yeah.
You're a little bit of a wisp of a woman, so see, to be talking about the track. You'd want to put a few more stone on you, would you, Jimmy? Is weight important at all for pushing a chair in the like of this?
No, not really, Dermot. It's mainly stamina is needed mostly.
It's stamina?
Yeah, it's stamina. Just plenty of training on the track.
Yeah.
So I mean, the build is not important.
Yeah, you see it in some sports that they need a bit of weight for that.
Well,
but you don't need it for this, obviously.
Not too much. It's pretty tough competition, but
yeah.
You don't need that much weight.
Your chair is a bit sporty even to start with, Irene. So you started off in the right direction.
Oh, no, the chair Irene has is out as regards track competition.
For the track?
Yeah.
But did your new chair come yet?
We have. We've just spent £620 on the new sports chair.
Yeah. And will this be? Will several people now get used to this?
Oh yeah. At the moment, Ronan Rooney will be using it for training himself.
Yeah.
As Ronan, as you know, I'll be telling you more about later on.
Yeah.
On the Irish team again this year.
That's great.
And he's at the moment. Like, you can't get him off the track at the minute.
So, Irene, you'll be giving him about 10 yards in the next 12 months and still beating him, Ronan Rooney.
Hopefully.
I like that comment. I like that. That's what we want. That's the right way to do it. Rooney, watch yourself. You haven't got long to go, I'll tell you that. And what will you do? 100 yards. What's the distance, Jimmy?
100 yards, 200, 400, 800, 1500. And I think at Olympic standard there is a 5,000 metres.
Mercy for God Almighty. And a lot of blisters and carbuncles on your bottom. Now, let's go on, Jimmy, to the competitions that we're talking about.
Yeah, the competitions there, Matt, they were unbelievable last weekend. I have a few notes written down here. I might be able to take something from them for you.
Yeah, okay.
Drogheda, once again, will be well represented in the Irish team that's going to Stoke. We've got Anne's in it again.
That's number one, yeah.
Anne is near enough permanent on the Irish team now. Yeah. She's on it that long. She's just unbelievable. Playing great table tennis.
Great.
Anne is back in again on the table tennis team. And, of course, Ronan.
Well, that's a great achievement for the Drogheda club.
It's a great achievement for the Drogheda club.
Yeah. Like,
Ronan in particular, because he worked so hard for it. Ronan is, he's really put everything into it this year.
And he's very dedicated.
And he's made it this year on the track event again. But he's also made a table tennis team.
So that's good.
He's unbelievable. He's just really great at the moment.
Right.
There are two members of a 17-strong Irish team just going out to Stoke.
Well, 2 out of 17 is a very good average for us.
It's a good representative, considering that the club is on the go such a short time.
Yeah, and considering we're such a small area.
The type of handicaps that we have in the club.
Oh, that's great.
It's a fantastic achievement.
Well, really now, in the competitions that you had last Sunday fortnight, wasn't it? You bet Sunday fortnight?
Yes, Saturday, Sunday, the weekend before last, yeah. Which weekend.
Yeah, and we got a lot of trophies out of that. How many did we get?
Yeah, the whole draw of the team went up. We're really proud of them. We brought back 14 trophies and all.
Great, that was great.
That was for swimming. We had two fourths and a second in swimming.
Yeah.
And we brought back trophies for shot put, discus, table tennis. Let's see if any more of them down here. Discus, shot put, the slalom may not be known to many people, but it's just the obstacle course.
Yeah.
As you go against the clock. It's pretty tough walk. It's 100 meters long.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be fairly agile in the chair to get around it as fast as you can.
Well, against last year, Jimmy, that's a much better performance than last year.
Oh, yeah, well, we had a much bigger team this year.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's showing the progress, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good progress, and the lads really put everything in.
Great.
You know, John Rhodes now from Kells, he really came out of himself this year and really put everything into it.
John's more or less a newcomer to the club, and he's a year or so.
Well, he's a year or so in it, you know. But
so we call him a newcomer.
John travels from Kells every Monday night that we're in the club. He travels over.
Yeah.
And he puts in his bit of training, and he's playing good tennis. His track events, he still has a lot of work to do on track, but his field events are pretty good, so yeah, he's playing well on field events.
Do you think John has a good chance of making the Irish team, say, next year?
He has a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
We discovered it this year, like, you know, to make the Irish team, you have to be very competitive, very dedicated, and really put in an awful lot of training.
Mm.
And he has a lot of work to do. There is a chance, like, there's a chance we all could make
Great.
But he has to put in an awful lot of training, like, the same as everyone else.
Well, if we get Irene's attitude when she's talking about beating the champion
Well,
at this stage.
Well, Irene is just coming into us now, and she's very keen.
But that's the attitude that you're going to have.
Well, we have to have it.
Without you won't get on the Irish.
If you don't go in with that attitude, well, there's no point in entering competition.
Yeah.
You know, our next game's now coming up next weekend, actually, in Dunleary. It'll be Irene's first competition.
And what are you competing in, Aaron?
Everything.
You're doing the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, you're like Piddling Pete there. You're going to have a go at everything.
The only thing missing from next week's competition is track events. Because the hospital where we are, we've no track there. It's in Dunleary, or Lady of Lords, Dunleary.
Yeah.
We're competing there, so yeah, but we haven't got the track events. But everything else, like, it'll be a great experience. It's always a great weekend. And again, the Drogheda team is hoping to really come
clean
out
up
the tops again.
Is the expression.
Yeah, well, that's it. We're getting know-how all around the country now for cleaning up when we do go.
That's
away.
Good. Oh, that's and, great. Well, that's great progress.
I see. Now, is there anything else on that? No, it's just mainly the trophies that we got, like 14 trophies, like, from
yeah, that was
the
a great achievement.
Competition. The two lads that really have to work hard, and I'm hoping they will put it in this year, they seem fairly keen at this year, is Jimmy Murray, we all know Jimmy Murray,
yeah.
And young Patrick Collins. So two fantastic little competitors, but they know themselves now, they have a lot of competition, a lot of training to go do for these competitions.
And they get the experience now. Behind.
They're getting the experience slowly but surely. Jimmy made the final at a shot put on
well,
the
that
weekend.
Was good.
It was a great achievement for him. Like, unfortunately he didn't get anything from it, except he gained experience, yeah. And I hope it will stand to him in future.
And of course, watching the champions, he must learn something from watching them, because...
Well, I hope they did, because there was Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales,
mm-hmm.
France, Germany, Holland, Sweden, and I think that was it.
So there was competitors from all over.
It was a big international event, like, you know, it was a big competition.
And Jimmy was in against that.
Jimmy was in against, yeah, he was in against the top
opposition. So was he feeling fairly happy coming home, or was he disappointed?
Yeah, I think he was disappointed because
he's
he
a lad
trophies.
Who can be disappointed, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
do you remember?
He may have been disappointed he had no trophies,
yeah.
But I think he should have been glad with his performance.
Do you remember you were in here with me about a year ago, and we were saying this at the time, that if Jimmy Murray got his, you know, push on for this sort of thing, he can be great.
Oh, he can. He has arms on him like three times.
He has.
Like, you know,
he really is good. He's good, strong.
Yeah, he's a good kid, so he is.
So, James, come on.
He won't understand. He's got it into him now. He's really going for it now.
I'm sure that he will. So that's great. Okay, well, we're going to come up to our next break, and then I have Mary wants to do a little thing. There is an awareness thing coming off as well. But we'll be back to talk to Jimmy and Irene then after that. Jimmy Carton, our Trinity Gardens neighbour there, is going to sing an old song for us. Give us a bar there, Jimmy, will you?
Strong north wind and a fine white ship to set sailing, but the freezing mists are now at hand, and I must stay in Newfoundland. In the summer months I fished all day, one short week drank it all away. Now a passage home I can't demand, for I must stay in Newfoundland. If I had a skilled trade taken, a carpenter or a good stone mason, it's home I'd be in Ireland, and not forlorn in Newfoundland. My age is 30 years and 3. I have no wife, no family. My life, a fisherman, around the coast of Newfoundland. I think of home nearly every night. Its valleys deep and waters bright. Come all young men from my land, and stay away. fine white ship to set sailing, but the freezing mists are now at hand, and I must stay in Newfoundland.
Yeah. Welcome back to our little show here. We were having a quick chat there when the producer suddenly hit me with something at the side of the head. I didn't know they had those big stones around this part of the mine, but still. However, it reminds me that Mary has a little thing to bring up about the multiple sclerosis group. Mary, it's an awareness thing. Give us a rundown.
Yeah. I received a letter during the week, and I'm just going to read it out now. And it starts off, the Multiple Sclerosis Society announced the organisation of a public awareness fortnight from Sunday the 20th of June, which is tomorrow, until Saturday the 3rd of July. And the purpose of the fortnight is to heighten the public's awareness of the world's foremost neurological disease and to emphasise that while multiple sclerosis may result in serious disability, many people with the disease can continue to live reasonably active lives years after diagnosis. The fortnight will involve the use of a mobile office travelling from town to town in the areas of the highest incidence of MS, which is the Northwest and the border counties of Ireland. Literature for the event is being published jointly by the Society and the Health Education Bureau. Videotapes and display boards will also be used. The Society would greatly appreciate any publicity you might be able to arrange in order to make this public awareness fortnight a success. And they have enclosed copies of the itinerary and educational pamphlets. Now, I'll just mention the areas that they're going to be in around County Louth and County Meath. And as I said, the fortnight is going to commence tomorrow when the mobile unit will go down around Athlone, Roscommon, Galway, Castlebar, Ballina, Sligo, Letterkenny, Donegal, Carrickanchannon, Longford, Cavan, Monaghan. And on Friday the 2nd of July, the unit will be in Dundalk. And on the 3rd of July, the unit will be in Navan. And people may say, well, what does this unit entail? The development officer, who is Mervyn Taylor, and he is also a social worker, is going to be present in that unit, and he'll be able to answer any questions that people come forward with. And when the unit comes to Dundalk, I myself will also be present in that unit there, and I hope to get some of the other members of the self-help group that we've organised in the County Louth area over the last few months present also. And MS is very much a family problem. It's not just one person are carrying on with their disability. As in any case, all types of disabilities are, they're family problems. But any member of any family who wants to come in and talk, or perhaps any friend of somebody who has a disability who wants to come in and talk or ask questions, they're very welcome to do so. I have mentioned MS at different stages over the last few months on this programme, but I'm going to give a very brief resume of what MS is all about. And multiple sclerosis, by the way, is frequently referred to as MS simply because it's shorter and perhaps easier to get around the tongue. As I said earlier there, it's the most common demyelinating disease of the central nervous system, and it most frequently strikes young adults between the ages of 20 and 40, a time when significant milestones in life are beginning to occur, such as beginning a career, establishing intimate personal relationships, and starting a family. Most of these individuals will live more than half their lives with MS. The purpose of this little booklet that they sent down, the name of the booklet is Emotional Aspects of MS, and the purpose of this is to point out some of the special problems that MS has posed in the lives of many people who have MS and some possible solutions. And anybody who's interested in obtaining copies of the pamphlets can obtain them from the mobile unit or by contacting headquarters of the MS Society. There are a few points. I flicked through this little booklet last night, and there were some points I just want to mention. And one that really struck me, and I wonder if people in our community really realise it, is that an MS person has the same emotional and intellectual equipment that other people have. Now, that's something I could go on and on about, but I'm just going to mention it now, and hopefully people will think about it, the people who are out there listening. When MS comes, it's like a curveball, which one is not prepared to hit. Anybody would have trouble in coping with it. It's now recognised that MS presents a constellation of characteristics unlike most other chronic diseases, characteristics which result in unique problems. For instance, most MS people are young adults concerned with living a full life. They're rising in occupations or professions, building a family life, and perhaps raising children, and deepening the ties of friendship with neighbours and acquaintances. They're clearly on their own. MS therefore strikes most often at a very critical time in life, when it's too late to turn back, but with so far yet to go. And this is what people with MS are trying to do. I leave it at that point, but before I move over to Dermot here, I just want to mention that there's a guest tea being held in St Mary's Drumcar on Sunday the 4th of July at 8:30 p.m. And this guest tea will also involve a concert and dance. Music is going to be by the Floodlights and the subscription is £2.50. So over to you, Dubs.
So I don't think that we should tell people that because it is the 4th of July, which is a very big day for the Americans, of course, it's Independence Day, and I don't think we should let it out on the air that President Reagan will probably be at the do. And for £2.50, I reckon, just to get some of the colouring out of his hair alone should be worth the few, Bob. However, you might get a hint or two on how to colour your grey. So, look, I have a very special request, by the way, before I go back to talk to Irene and Jimmy. A very, very special request, this one. A lady stopped me in the street during the weekend. She said, "Will you play a very special request for an old gentleman? He became a senior citizen last Saturday, this day week, and nobody told me he was a senior citizen until now. I didn't know that you could be a senior citizen at 52, but Jimmy McMahon over there in Church Street is definitely a senior citizen. So whatever age that starts at, he has now reached that. So if you meet him in the street, doff your hat at that elderly gentleman, because that's what his daughter told me. So all the family, Jimmy, wish you a very happy Father's Day tomorrow, and one of the best guys around, as I well know, and a man who worked for donkey's years for the disabled. Can I say also goodbye to the Barrett Cheshire Home people who are heading back to Dublin today, and the people from Ballyfermot Irish Wheelchair Association group. We were glad to have you down our way. We hope you've enjoyed yourself, and we do hope that you'll come back again. I think Jimmy's going to say something on that. They're a great group.
Great group.
Really, okay.
Yeah,
well, that's what Oliver was telling me. It was a great do on Wednesday night, I believe, that you had a great time. So obviously they'll be glad to see you lot back again. Of course, the Dubs, of course, create havoc no matter where they go, if it's playing football or whatever.
Just while they're saying goodbye to them, but don't forget they have to bring us up.
Yeah, don't forget that.
They said it Wednesday night.
Don't be mean with the beans, Ma.
Yeah,
invite us up to Ballyfermot. Right, don't forget also, I'm just reading these out because I want to talk to Jimmy and Irene again. Those five vouchers, as I say, if you drop me a line or if you give me a buzz, and while I'm talking about giving me a buzz, my phone was inundated with calls during the week for those three tickets that Mrs. Bellew gave me for children to go to Lourdes. So there are three very happy groups gone out to Lourdes with their children. And our thanks to Mrs. Bellew for remembering to use radio, because that's what this radio station is all about. It's nothing else if it's not community orientated, and I think that it's a credit to the town. Also, let me see. Oh yes, to that lady, as I say, up in Kilkeel, I'm sorry we had to take our phone off again because we were getting bugged and we're getting a little bit behind with the show. Okay, Rosalind Green, don't forget that all your family wished you well there on the fourth floor of the Lourdes. We like to keep remembering those. Jimmy and Irene, sorry about that, we got it all in. And we're back to you again. Jimmy, you have, there's a special thing happening in with Centronics involved. Tell us about it.
Yes, Dermot, I just received this yesterday, and I want to really put it across. I think it was a fantastic idea. I hope everybody remembers the recent trip of the Republic of Ireland out to South America. They should do, for the simple reason, our own local man and Dundalk striker, Michael Fairclough, was picked to play with that team. And I believe he done very well. We're proud of you, Michael, and well done. But while Michael was out in South America with the Irish team, general manager of Centronics, Mr. Pat Buchanan, a very good man, may I add, he decided that he wanted to do something for charity. And what he came up with was, he gave Michael a football. And while they were playing the Brazilian team, World Cup team, as we've seen plenty of this
week, have we ever?
Michael brought a ball out of him and got it signed by the Brazilian World Cup team. Now, what we're going to do with this ball is we're going to raffle it. It's been raffled for Sindita's school, local charity, well-deserving charity. And Mr. Pat Buchanan has sent the ball down. It's in the Weevils. Mr. Raymond Duffy is showing off the ball at the moment. He's running the whole show on the raffle for this horse, indeed, his charity.
Right.
We hope it's going to go very well. The ball, I've seen the ball myself, it's unbelievable. Like, you have all the Zico, all the brilliant names of the Brazilian football team out there. And it's true, I've seen it. Michael Farker was delighted to be able to do it. He said he was proud to be on the Irish team, and he was delighted to be able to get such a thing done for
That's
us.
Great.
Now, the ball is going to be raffled, I think, sometime before the end of the World Cup. It's going to be raffled in the next month, as far as we know. The full arrangements have not been made as yet, but Mr. Raymond Duffy of the Weavers is organising the whole thing. He will have tickets on sale from Monday evening onwards, so he has told me. He's really looking forward to a good response. He had a good success with the raft race, so he reckons this should be equally as good. To start off with, he's made us set a target of £500, but we all know, like,
he'll beat that.
We'll definitely beat that. A lot of soccer fans might get their hands on this ball, I'd say. But we have the ball, autographed by the Brazilian team.
Possibly the world champions again, because they're looking good.
Yeah, they're looking good for it. Centronics R&BV have donated the ball. They went to the trouble of getting the ball out to Brazil and getting it signed and getting it back into the country.
Great.
A great feat. Very well done, Centronics. We're really delighted to have you associated with us. And Mick Fairclough, for your
well, good luck to Mick. That was great.
And we hope you make the Irish team again, Mick. And Eamon Duffy, a great man.
Well, I was going to say, if Eamon just makes half the success that he did at the raft race, I think that you should make a small fortune out of it.
Yes, Eamon, he seems to be very good at organising this type of thing, and that's why we left it with Eamon.
The only reason I think, and we should say it again, and it was said as a criticism, and I don't think there's any harm for the criticism when it's constructive criticism, but the only thing that happened there that was wrong, and it had nothing to do with Eamon Duffy or to any of the people who were associated with the running of the raft race, indeed, some people let them down with the collection. And that was very sad. And I heard Dermot Finglas having a go. It's a fella who's a very good friend of mine. And I wish he wouldn't give out to my friends like that for throwing their raft in the river and abandoning it and things like that. And for collecting unauthorisedly. But next time I'm talking to him, I'll have a go at him as well. He loves having a go at people himself. And he loves having people have a go at him. But that was the only thing that went wrong. And certainly it was nothing to do. And they would have made an awful lot more money. I think people were so pleased with that raft race.
Yeah, it was good, so I hope the people will respond the same way to this raffle, though.
Well, I would think that they would.
Like, St. Edith is a very deserving cause. A great school, so yeah.
Okay.
We've seen them in action. We know what
How will we know? I mean, St. Edith is famous now for the work that it's done in the past, and they've put a new building up, they've extended, they've really and truly done it, and they've got a great committee.
They're a good committee, yeah.
A great committee.
I think the headmaster down there, Terry Dowd, he's a good man. He deserves all the credit he can get too.
Well, I think too that St. Edith has sort of established itself now like just the Mullen Children's Home. It's one of the charities in the area. We're definitely lining up charities that are getting a great reputation for themselves, such as Drumcar. We were talking to Dermot earlier on, I don't know whether you heard that part of it or not, but we were talking about the tragic loss of money to Drumcar, which we should have seen thousands and thousands of pounds going to the Drumcar coffers, which they badly need, and we lost out. But there you are, these things happen. The raft race, on the other hand, was a brilliant success. Things just happen like that.
That's the way things go. We have ups and downs.
We shouldn't get too despondent about anything that goes a bit wrong.
Hopefully Dermot will organise something like that again.
Yeah, well,
and hopefully it'll go well for them.
They did their part of it, as I say, and it just was sad that the efforts of so many people went astray. And again, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I think that the disabled people themselves should get involved as much as possible. We're lucky in here that we get disabled people around the mics here, and we're talking on behalf of disabled, and we're talking as disabled people, which is a great thing. And it proves what people can do for it. Right, Jimmy, go on further now. We've about a minute and a half left.
Yeah, just before I go, we're rapidly running out of time. But on behalf of Centronics and Eamon Duffy of the Weavers, I certainly hope this raffle is a good success. I hope everything goes well.
Well, we'll make a note.
Tickets will be on sale from Monday evening on.
Right.
And the price hasn't been sorted out as yet. Possibly maybe 25 pence a ticket.
Right.
But they'll be distributed through all the local clubs in the town via Eamon Duffy. He will distribute all the tickets to local pubs, clubs and all that.
Yeah.
I hope that raffle is a great success. And the other thing that I was on with then, our own sports, I wish all the success in the world to two Irish team members, Ronan Rooney and Anne Sinnott. Good luck to both of you when you go out to Stoke at the end of July. We'll all be rooting for you, and we definitely hope that you have a lot of success.
And we'll interview them here with the medals when they come back.
Hopefully they'll
have two firsts at least.
Definitely, I hope so.
A lot more. There you are. There's a whole consensus of opinion around the place here. Dermot Fingers, of course, has his earphones over his mouth, so he can't join in the celebrations. But everybody else with a mouth on them has said that we're all in favour of medals for Anne and medals for John.
I just wish both of them the best of luck, and Eamon Duffy, which are after us in the years.
Well, we follow that too from We Are Also Here, from Mary, who is now going to bid you a fond adieu until Saturday.
Saturday week, I'll be back here again.
So there you are, Slonnigs, man. And if young Davy Crockett here can shout across.
Sorry, Dermot. Okay. This is David Crockett saying bye-bye until next Saturday.
What about your Bannock Day, lad? Now, come on.
Yes.
The mayor will give
Slonnigs.
Fergus, I'm very sorry about that, but he's drifting back to Mrs. Thatcher. Slowly but surely this one. Fergus O'Dowd will definitely lose his cool.
And he will.
He's an old married man now, you know. He's not quite like he used to be. David, thanks very much.
Man.
Okay, David.
So thanks very much, David.
Oh, David, sorry. Just one thing I forgot to do this morning. That is to wish my father a very happy Father's Day for tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Could I second that for my father? Mr. John Leahy down there in Ballymacinney Road.
Come on, look, get on your fathers together there. Right. Jimmy, have you got a father?
Phil Gradwell, you're right there somewhere. Keep shoveling the sand.
Do you want to throw anybody in the deep end here?
Keep
shoveling
the
sand, Phil.
And happy Father's Day.
Yeah, don't drop the blocks.
Eileen?
Could I say happy Father's Day to my father tomorrow and hello to my mother?
Yeah. And did you see, they won't leave their mothers out of it for any second.
I've got one down just before you go. Jim Dunnock and Patrick Street, from all the Dunnocks.
Oh yes,
very
he had to say that.
And mind the pigeons.
Yes, and he's also wishes to be remembered to his mother-in-law, because, I mean, if you don't remember your mother-in-law, it's no good. My mother-in-law's away for the weekend, so there you are, I can't wish her a happy Father's Day. Right, Bannock Day, lad, and we will be with you again next week, and until then, from We Are Also Here, have a nice weekend. God bless you.
Sloan.
Of West Street midsummer sale now on with fantastic bargains in all departments. Kiddies t-shirts only £1, also hundreds in many designs and colours only £1.99 each. Kiddies dresses hundreds to choose from only £3.99. Ladies sundresses £2.99. Ladies skirts large selection £2.99 and £3.99. Tully's line skirts in Trevera and linen, also ladies Jaguar polyester suits sizes 14 to 22, regular price £32.95, now only £12.95. Large selection of ladies' t-shirts from £1.50 to £3.99, plus top quality denim skirts from £6.99 to £7.99, and panties 50 pence a pair. All at Tully's of West Street, Drogheda, and their midsummer sale, it's now on. Wogan's Furniture Warehouses, George's Square, Drogheda, Park Street, Dundalk, and Main Street, Dunlear, midsummer special discounts. Three-piece Traylon suites, £195. Tweed suites, £145. Rocking chairs, £33. Fireside chairs, £29. Cocktail units, £79. 3 foot beds, £35. 4 foot six beds, £59. 4 drawer chests, £29. It's Midsummer Madness at Wogan's Furniture Warehouses, Dunlear, Dundalk and Drogheda. Free delivery in any area. McDonald's Video Club, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, is open 7 days a week. The top 10 films are Street Fighter, Taxi Driver, Killer Nun, Confession of a Window Cleaner, Endless Love, Mad Max, Hawk the Slayer, Line of the Desert, The Long Good Friday, and The Blue Lagoon. Special offers. One film will cost you £2, two films for £3, or three films for £4. We also have a camera for hire for weddings and parties. McDonald's Video Club, Ulster Lane, Drogheda, open 7 days a week. Michael Briscoe, Home Electric Store, 8 Bolton Street, Drogheda. They're inviting you to brighten up your kitchen with a beautiful colour fridge freezer. You can have white, mint green, brown or almond for only £2.45 per week. And why not treat yourself to a Thor fully automatic washing machine for only £3.23 per week? Hot and cold fill, two-spin speed, and Briscoe's will give you a steam dry iron free with every Thor automatic washing machine sold. Briscoe's are the biggest and best electric store in Drogheda. Why not drop in and see their vacuum cleaners, fridges, radios, stereo music centres, toasters, irons, and sandwich makers. They also stock all the top names in television and video. Oh, and by the way, you can rent or buy your television or video at Briscoe's. There's no parking problem when you go shopping at Briscoe's. Phone 041-7302 or 041-36990. Michael Briscoe's Home Electric Store, 8 Bolton Street, Drogheda.
This is Boyneside CRD broadcasting on 225 meters on the medium wave band, 96.98 FM on VHF. It's just gone 5 minutes after one. Time for Tradio.
Where the river Boyne shears and flows through bridges old and new, the obelisk St. Mary's, the bridge of peace, under the void of St. Anthony's Sea. Take your time from the Tulsa, see Mill Mount on the hill, all of the gates that surround the town, where time seems to stand still.
D is for delightful, R is for romantic, for everything that's good, T for the difference you make there, A for all the good times we all share.
The churches with the steeples reaching up to the sky, famous far and near, St. Peter's where St. Oliver lies, Drogheda's so dear.
That's Tapestry there, featuring John McCormick, of course, on lead vocals there, and one from them called the Drogheda, the Ballad of Drogheda. Good afternoon to you. It's Radio 1 away till 3 o'clock. Quite a lot to get through this morning, so we'll be starting those immediately after we hear from Rolly Daniels.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you.
It's been a long time. You're just as lovely. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know that means so much to me.
What's that, darling? How am I doing?
Yes, I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep, and I cry all night till dawn. What I'm trying to say is I love you, and I miss you. I'm so sorry that I did you wrong.
Look up, darling. Let me kiss you.
Just for time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time.
Thank you, darling. May God bless you.
And may each step you take bring you closer to the things you seek to find.
Darling, gotta go now.
Gotta try to find a way to lose these memories of a love so warm and true. And if you should ever find it in your heart to forgive me, come back, darling. I'll be waiting for you.
Roly Daniels there, and hello, darling. And hello to Willie Harmon up there in the Tower Bar, and also Paddy Everett and all the lads. They're waiting, actually, to watch the racing, and of course the football's coming up a little later on. Good evening to you, Willie, up there. And we've got a nice little piece of music for you, Willie. And it's the first time ever I saw your face, and I'm sure we're all sick looking at it by now, Willie. But anyhow, here's the record for you. Good morning to you, lads, and good afternoon to you. Also say good afternoon to Oliver and Frank and all the lads up there.
Thank you.
Well, it's the first time ever I saw your face. I'm sure there was sick looking at Willie Harmon's face up there on the tower, aren't you? Good afternoon to you, lads. That's on the Galty record label. It's a brand new album out, and it's classic hits by the London Symphony Orchestra. That's just one of the very, very fine songs is on that album. My thanks to Willie there. Good morning to you all. Good afternoon to you, lads, up there. See you tonight, please God. Now, we have the raffle, first of all, for the Moneymore Residents Association, and the prizes this morning. Our first prize is a gents... No, it's where are we? I'm here. First prize, yes, 4 pints of milk per day for a week. And this is given by the Drottlers and Dundalk Dairies in the Dublin Road, of course. And the second prize is a lady's blouse. Third prize is a gent's tie, and that's given by Best Wear Shop Street, Drogheda. And another prize is a gent's hairdo, wash and blow dry and all the rest of it, given by Pat Connell there in Lawrence Street in Drogheda. And the second is a mystery prize. That's another mystery prize there. And that's given for the money by the Moneymore Residents Committee. Now we have the tickets over there. Joe, we have. We'll pick one out. There we go. This is number 88. Number 88.
I haven't got a number.
Okay, number 88, Annie Joe.
Oh, Mrs. Brady.
That's a nice name, Anya. But Anya, we'll find number 88, Anya. We'll pick another one now, we will. We carry on, yes. We have another one here. And it's number 106.
106.
That's for the second prize, of course. Yes, 106 for the second prize. And the third prize coming up. It's number 129, third prize. Number 129.
Mrs. Everett was 106.
Mrs. Everett was 106. Yes.
129, is that what you said?
129, yeah.
Mrs. Seary
is 129. We've another one now, we have 4.
Yeah.
This is for the mystery prize, isn't it? 127.
127 is Mrs. S. Morphy.
Mrs. Morphy is 127. Okay, is that the 4 now?
Yeah, 5, isn't it?
Oh, 5 we have, okay, right. We go another one. Number 74.
74 is Mrs. Hackett.
Mrs. Hackett, you won the mystery prize. So there, the lads up there, Moneymore Residents Association, they'll be looking after you. That's your prize, Joe. Thanks for dropping in, doing the prize. Okay, there you go. Now, it's Radio Part 1 coming up straight away.